Hi, may I speak to Sequoia?
May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, of course. My name is Brandon. I'm calling off a recorded line in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit. Have you already spoken to any attorneys regarding it?
I have not.
Okay. And was it you that was taking the Depo, or was it someone around you?
It was me.
I see. Were you ever diagnosed with a type of brain tumor after using it?
I was.
Sorry to hear that. What type of tumor was that?
Meningioma.
Meningioma. Okay, and how long ago was this?
2018.
2018. Okay. Well, if you did take Depo for over a year before being diagnosed, you could possibly participate. Would you like to see if you can?
Sure.
Okay. Now, you've never spoken to any attorneys regarding this before, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and can you confirm that you've never signed documents with a law firm against Depo Provera?
I can confirm.
Got it. And it was you yourself who was taking Depo, so you would file this claim under your own name. Are you a resident as well as a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And when you were diagnosed with the meningioma, were you taking Depo Provera for at least a year beforehand?
I was taking it for 4 years. I took it for 4 years. I stopped taking it, and then I started to have, well, I started having symptoms, but that's why I stopped taking it. But I really
Right.
didn't get till I got really sick with the, which was in, I'm sorry, which
That's
was in
okay.
2018. So I stopped taking it. It wasn't a year before that. It was like, I was taking a shot for between 2002 and 2006, and it wasn't until 2018 that I was diagnosed.
I see. Okay. And between 2002 and 2006, that's 4 years, and you would take the shot every 3 months, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, got it. And your meningioma, was it of the brain or of the spine?
The brain.
The brain. And do you remember the diagnosis date?
I'm sorry, do I remember what?
The day of the diagnosis, what date that was?
Oh, that I was diagnosed. Yeah, it was July 12th. Wait, the 6th was a test. Okay, yeah, July 12th, 2018.
July 12th of 2018. Got it. Okay. And what is your date of birth?
4180.
1980. Okay, got it. And did you have anyone around you that also used Depo Provera and was injured in a similar way?
No, not around me.
Got it. And just to confirm, the actual injectable contraceptive you were taking, was this the normal version of Depo Provera, or was it a subversion or generic?
No, it was the name, the normal version of it,
Okay, got it.
150 milligrams.
Got it. And the doctor would administer it, or would you administer it yourself?
The doctor.
Got it. Okay. Now, you used it for 1 year minimum, used it for 4 years straight. Did you ever have any gaps between those 4 years?
No.
Okay. And in 1 year, can you confirm you had at least four injections?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. And you said the first year that you started using it was 2002, correct?
Correct.
Up until 2006. And did you stop because of symptoms, or was there a reason why you stopped?
Well, I got pregnant for number one.
Oh, while you were taking it.
While I was on the Depo-Provera shot, yeah.
Huh. Okay. And afterwards, you stopped taking it. Obviously, it wasn't doing its job, but okay. Got it. And it was about 10 years after that that you got these symptoms for the meningioma.
Right.
Okay. And was that symptom-wise, was it because of headaches that you were having that you went to
Yeah,
the hospital, or?
I was getting really bad headaches. I was dizzy all the time. But the headaches is what prompted me to go.
I see. Okay. And did you go to an emergency room or just urgent care?
I went to see my primary care physician. Like I had a regular appointment,
Right.
and she sent me for some testing, and then sorry, my mind just went blank.
It's okay.
I went to see, and she sent me for some testing, and then that was my, when the results came back, that's what I got.
That's when you got your diagnosis. And did you ever go through treatment?
I did.
Okay. Was it regarding a surgery or radiation on the area?
Both. I had a piece of my skull removed, so I had brain surgery, and then I had radiation after that, and then I stayed in the hospital for a little while. I was in the hospital for a whole month.
Oh, wow. Okay. And how close to your diagnosis was this treatment? Did they start right away?
Yeah, it was. See, I tested on the 6th, I think July 6th. I was diagnosed on the 12th, and I went in for treatment on the 17th.
Oh, wow. Okay. So literally the following week after your diagnosis. Yeah. Okay. I'm guessing your symptoms were pretty bad at the time, were they?
My head was hurting a lot.
Your head was, I see. And it was a daily migraine, di daily chronic headaches.
Correct.
Did you
All
ever have
day.
any type of dizziness or loss of vision, hearing?
Dizziness, nausea. I don't know if I could say loss of vision, like I didn't go blind, but I
Right.
know that my I because I wear glasses, and so my eyesight has worsened since then, but
Right.
I mean,
Yeah.
can't say if it was that or not.
Well, speaking to others and such, whenever they did have headaches, their vision would start to get blurry and such. So whenever the headache started, it prompted other symptoms. So it's definitely something that has happened to so many others because of DEPO. And by the way, when it comes to the DEPO, how did you learn about the possible connection between the two?
I actually didn't know. Like I said, I went to the doctor because it was, and they ran some tests, and so my doctor is the one that put me onto it, but told me
I see.
that for the testing. I had no idea what to test for. I just knew that my head was hurting all the time and
Right.
I was dizzy a lot,
So
and
the
so
doctor
she,
said it could be DEPO.
well, yes.
Okay. Got it. Okay. And on to questions about yourself. For HIPAA compliance purposes only, can you confirm your gender for me?
Female,
Thank you. And what is your current marital status?
single.
Okay. And your first name is, I apologize if I pronounce it wrong, but
It's
Sequaria.
okay. You're gonna butcher it. Oh, you did really well. You did real good.
Is that
It's
good?
yeah, it's close to it. It's Sakura.
Oh, wait, Sakura.
Yeah.
Okay,
Yep.
and that's spelled Sequuaria.
That is correct.
Okay, got it. And last name, Asbury.
Yes, Asbury.
Okay, and do you have a middle name or just initial?
M, as in Mary.
Okay, got it. M is the middle name. Got it. And what are the last four of your social?
5268.
5268. Okay. And for your primary contact information, what I have down as your email is asbury.s at icloud.com.
Correct.
Okay. And your phone number, 505-808-9414.
That is correct.
Is this your mobile?
Yes.
Okay. And would you prefer to be contacted regarding this through phone calls, texts, emails?
It doesn't matter. Either preference.
I'll put down email so you can have it a bit more organized and know who's trying to contact you.
Okay.
Do you typically work in the mornings or are you free around this time usually?
I usually am not, but I work from home at the moment,
Okay.
so I am a little bit more flexible.
I see. Are afternoons or evenings better?
Either or.
Okay.
It just depends on the daily, but I'm, like I said, I'm a little bit more flexible, so.
Got it. Okay. Working from home now. Okay.
Yeah.
Mark that off here. What is your current address?
228 65th Street, that's 65 Street, Southwest Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87121.
Albuquerque, New Mexico. Okay, got it. And Southwest, is that the, it's Southwest Albuquerque, right?
Right, and so it's written out like 228 65th Street and then SW Southwest.
Oh, I see. Okay. SW Southwest Albuquerque, New Mexico. And the zip code was 87121.
Correct.
Okay. Is that a house or apartment?
It's a house.
Okay. Got it. And on to some more questions about DEPO and who administered it. Was it a doctor or just medical staff?
My gynecologist.
Your gynecologist, your OBGYN. Okay. Got it. And if you had to assume or guess, how many times were you total injected with the product?
I would say 12, 16 times because I would get them every 3 months. And I did it for 4 years. So every 3 months is quarterly. That's 4 shots a year, right? And then 4 times 4 is 16. So
Yes.
16.
Okay, 16 total shots. Got it. And do you remember what your OBGYN's name was? Is that still your same doctor or?
Her name was Molly Carroll or Carol Molly.
Carol, Molly. And do you still go to the same doctor?
I do not.
Okay, got it. And what was the name of the clinic or hospital that you went to?
Presbyterian.
Presbyterian. Okay. And this was also in Bernalillo County, right?
Correct. Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Okay, got it. Okay, let me make sure I have the right hospital down here. Was this a hospital or clinic, by the way?
It's a hospital. The address is 1100 Central.
1100 Central Ave. Okay, got it. Were you born and raised in Albuquerque?
I was.
Oh, I see. Okay. Thank you for your patience, by the way. I know it's a
Yeah,
lot of
no
different
problem.
questions and such. Okay, I do have the hospital's phone number, by the way. I don't believe that you'd probably have your doctor's phone number or your old OBGYN's. Is that correct? You don't have
I
it.
might have it. Let me double check. Let
Okay.
me see. I'm like a keeper of old things.
That's a good thing.
That's
Most of
pretty
the time, as long
important
as it's
too,
organized, of course.
though. Let me see if I have it for
Okay.
sure. Let me look. Let's see. Contacts. Contacts.
While you look, is Presbyterian Hospital your local hospital?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Is that still the hospital you go to?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Okay, got it.
Let's see. Contacts. Boom. Okay. Yes. Dr. Carol's number is 505-727-4500.
727-4500. 505-727-4500.
Correct.
Okay, got it. And was this the same doctor that prescribed you Depo?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And at the same hospital as well. Now, in terms of your diagnosis, was it the same hospital where you were diagnosed with the meningioma? It was. Okay. Got it. And through treatment, did you ever get moved to a different hospital?
No.
Okay. Got it. How did that treatment go, by the way? I know it's so much to have to go through, surgery and then right afterwards the radiation. Some even go through chemo afterwards, but did you ever go through any rounds of that or?
No, I just had just the radiation.
Just radiation. Okay.
And then it was pretty gruesome on your body, you know. I'm just happy that they were able to take it out, take the part out that they needed to get out the tumor, and that I'm okay. I'm just blessed. As I always say, I'm a walking miracle.
Yeah, I'm so glad you were able to actually get it removed. Some, they can't even touch the tumor. They have to monitor it and watch it for years before they can. Okay, got it. And when you were diagnosed, was it from a, you said that you had a biopsy as well as a CT scan, or did you also have an MRI?
No, it was a broad, like a what is it? BAR, BRA, BRC, BRC, BRCA test. I think it's BRC if I'm not mistaken. But I a CAT scan, a BRCA test, and a biopsy.
Oh, I see. Okay, the BRC, BRC, a biopsy as well as a CT scan. Okay, got it. And do you remember what your diagnosing doctor's name was?
Like Gregory Sure.
Gregory Schur.
Yeah.
Okay, is Schur spelled Shure or is it Schur like Just sure. Sure.
No, it's Sherr.
Sherr. Okay. Got it. Gregory Sure. And this was at the same hospital, the Presbyterian Hospital.
Right.
Okay. Got it. So same address. Did they handle treatment well, by the way, at that hospital? I know some all teams are different when it comes to the whole treatment process.
I believe so. I like that hospital versus the other hospitals.
Got it. Okay. Make a note of that here. And the doctor, Gregory Sher, was that a neurologist?
Yep,
Okay.
neurologist. And he's a neurosurgeon.
A neurosurgeon. Okay. Got it. This next question is a bit random, but have you ever had a prior cancer diagnosis in your lifetime?
No.
Okay, good to hear. Give me one second here, sorry.
No problem. No worry.
Okay, and Gregory Sure, did he assist you through treatment as well? So after you did go through your rounds of radiation as well as the surgery, he would help you through the recovery process?
Yes, and I also would see my primary care physician too.
And your primary as well. Okay. Okay. And the times that you were hospitalized for the meningioma, after you went through treatment, did you ever have to go back to the hospital?
Well, I was hospitalized for the whole month after I got the results back, but then I was in for 40 months. I think it was 40 months. I would just go back and forth for like testing. Every 6 months I would have a CAT scan and blood work done.
I see. Okay. Got it. So for follow-ups mainly and just to check up.
Right. Like I
Okay.
never regressed. It moved forward. It wasn't again, I'm a walking miracle.
Okay. I'll make a note of that here. So you went through for checkups and just kept on moving forward afterwards. And medical record wise, you did say that you keep older things. Did you keep any of those medical records?
I don't have any of my medical records, but I'm sure I could give you permission to get them.
Okay, yes, you can give the law firm permission to pull those medical records, but if you had to get them yourself, would you be able to?
Oh yeah, I can go down to the.
Okay. And do you have access to a computer or just mailing in general?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. All right, my last question is if you would like to put down an emergency contact for the claim, so in case the law firm is unable to contact you, you have somebody that you trust to actually continue your case. It's okay if you don't, though.
Sure, I will put my mother.
Okay. And do you live with her or does she live separate?
She lives separate.
Okay. What's her first name?
Her name is Denise, Denise. Last name Asbury, Asbury.
Okay. And phone number?
505-347-0588.
0588. And this is your mother. Do you happen to know her email?
I think I do. I think it's Denise 32. Wait, Denise Asbury 32 at gmail.com. But let me double check.
Okay.
I think it's Denise 32. Let me see.
It's either Denise or Denise Asbury.
Just give me 1 second.
Okay.
Let's see. Oh. Or maybe it's Asbury Denise.
Oh, I see. Okay, so just the other way around.
Yeah.
And is there still a 32?
Yes.
Okay, at gmail.com.
Correct.
All right, got that down here. Okay, that was the final question I did have for you. And so that's the entire application for a claim. I appreciate your patience through the process. I'm going to go ahead and send these documents over to your email as well as your text messages. So you should receive that from Brandon Sharp. That's my full name. So these documents are the retainers for the attorney. So after you sign these, that allows the attorney to start working on the claim. And mind you, this is a contingency-based claim. So what that means is that you never pay out of pocket towards the claim. But when it comes around time for the settlement, the attorney will take a percentage of the settlement as payment.
Okay.
And those documents should be sent over now. Let me know if you did receive them.
I did.
Okay. So if you can put me on speaker, open those up. Make sure that everything looks correct. Information-wise, it's just going to be your name as well as your address and such at the top. And it will prompt you for a yellow signature. There's a yellow box, and you'll put your signature there. And I'll review that afterwards.
Okay. Let's see. Please read your electronic signature. I don't know what I went to, but let me see. Let me go back.
Yeah, let me know if you're having any issues.
Trying to talk to you. Okay. Continue.
And by the way, the signature doesn't have to be perfect, just legible in general.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
No problem.
Okay, I'm sorry. I had to read. I don't sign anything I don't read.
Completely fine. Did you have any questions regarding it?
Not that I know of.
Okay. And also, just to let you know, after signing these documents, this doesn't completely bind you to an attorney yet. The attorney will still call you to verify all of the information and go over any further questions you might have for them. In terms of turnover times and such, I would definitely ask those questions as to how long the claim could be in the process for.
I was gonna say, I guess that would be my only question that I have.
Yeah, and as you would probably guess, they do sit around for a while when it comes to the claim process because there's so many of them. But I'd have to push it up to a year before you get an actual settlement date. Other than that, that's pretty much the process when it comes to all claims. Okay, and I did just receive that on my end. I'm just going to double check and make sure everything looks correct, which it does. So the next step for you is you're just going to be waiting on a call from the attorney. I'm going to send you a text message from my personal desk line with the law firm's information as well as the attorney's number. So you can expect that call in the next couple of days here. When you do receive it, you'll verify your information and your claim is submitted. So other than that, if you have any further questions, my name is Brandon Sharp again, and you'll be getting a text from me, so you can give me a text or call if you ever do, okay?
Okay, thanks, Brandon. I appreciate your help.
I appreciate your time. If, like I said, if you have any questions, feel free to give me a call. It's Monday through Friday where I work, so it's 8 to 5 p.m., but I'm always available throughout those times.
Awesome. Thanks.
Okay. I wish you the best. I hope you have a good day, and Happy New Year.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.